And so to another skull. 3D printing was a big deal in 2015, printing jet engines, guns, and now bones. Praveen Patel is Professor of Surgery at the University of Illinois, and he had 3D printed skulls both to prepare for face transplants in children and to repair their own skulls with 3D parts.
You know, I'm a pediatric plastic surgeon, so what I deal with a lot of kids with rare deformities, birth defects, and they're really embryologic defects that the processes never completed to form the face. And so my job as a surgeon is to just complete that process.
Is it the case that not only the skull, but also parts can be 3D printed?
Yes. I had always struggled not having that good visualization. You know, surgeons are what? Tactile, right? We're like carpenters, bricklayers, and we need to work with our hands and fingers. And even though we can see the visual images, for instance, in 3D, let's say on the screen, it's not the same as holding something as a printed 3D model. So the skull that I showed earlier today is the skull of an infant that I'm going to reconstruct and rebuild the face. And to be able to hold that child's head in the palm of my hand, it just gives me an incredible direction, a roadmap. And one of the other skulls I had also had the blood vessels mapped out too. In other words, the way to look at the printed skulls, it basically gives us a map. Now, my problem as a surgeon was I was taking care of very rare deformities. So you may not see that type of child for months, another deformity, and maybe years. Some of them are so rare that there's no denominator. One in a million birth defects, for example, or one in 25,000 births. It's not that common, thankfully, of course. And so what the 3D printed models gave me the tool I needed so that I can navigate myself as I operate on these children.
And they're so young. Now, you did mention actually that if you're missing a part, either because it's been broken or because it's not there in development, you can actually have a 3D print of this piece of bone or something. How do you program it to get that piece of bone that you need?
I'm a clinician, I'm a surgeon, that's what I do. I operate and see patients. But I work with researchers. And one of the researchers I work with is someone by the name of Dr. Ramil Shah, who's at Northwestern University. And what she's doing is actually printing bone with a 3D printer. So it's a biocompatible material. And the way I think about printing bone, for instance, is coral, coral is made up of two parts, the living part and the coral structure itself. And bone is the same thing. Bone is not a piece of wood. It's actually living biological substance. It remodels, it reshapes itself. And so once they're able to print a structure for the missing part, then you can begin to seed it with stem cells and cells that can then make it living again. And so this is really the future, is to be able to begin to replace parts. And there are others doing such great work in that, from replacing whole organs to small elements that we need as surgeons.
And one of the places they're talking about printing new organs is the University of Wollongong. That was Professor Praveen Patel from Illinois, where he's Professor of Surgery.